Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Justine Glover, dietitian over at the Wawa Family Health Team and over at the Lady Dunn Health Center. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So we want to talk about something, I guess, tangentially a little related to what you do over there, but it's the community garden. You are involved in that as well.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, as a dietitian, we're kind of, you know, in the food world from the beginning to the end. So we talk about a lot of different things and our experiences vary. And I've enjoyed over the last couple of years getting to learn a lot about gardening from our community garden. So I've really taken an interest in being a part of that. And luckily that can also be through some of the work that I do.
What is the purpose? What is the community garden here for?
So the community garden is available for people who may not have a backyard. It could be available basically for anybody. There's no like expectations or eligibility criteria, but a lot of community gardens are made for people who just might not have a backyard available to garden. They may not have tools, so we have shareable tools that we have and people at the garden can use. So it's really about providing a community space for people to garden if gardens aren't accessible to them.
I guess forgot to mention, this is located at 31 Algoma.
Yes, so it's just across the drive. The Children's Aid Society of Algoma. It's kind of visible from the road, but yes, that's where it's located.
Roughly how large, how many plots are there?
Over the last couple of years, we've been kind of working on revitalizing it, and we received a grant that allowed us to expand the garden and revitalize it some more. And so if I can remember correctly, we did so much this summer, but I want to say we have upwards of 55 plots. So far.
That's quite a lot. And if people wanted to be able to use those plots, what would they do?
If people are interested in getting a plot, it works as an allotment style. And so you contact myself and we can get you set up. We have to read through kind of the things that as a community garden, we're trying to encourage a lot more sharing and community cohesiveness at the garden. So we have a little waiver to sign. The cost is $10. And then we can go to the garden and figure out what plot might work best for you that is available.
And there are raised plots and accessible plots. What's the difference there?
The wording's kind of complicated, but raised plots are just kind of the plots that are on the ground, but they're not necessarily in the ground, so the soil's built on top of the ground per se. We have those plots available, but then we have what we call accessible plots, and those are ones that are raised up, so they'd be almost like a hip level or a good arm level for someone who may be in a wheelchair so that they can garden at that level.
Really intended in a way that most anyone in the community should be able to do so.
Yes, exactly. Our goal is to make the garden more accessible for people. So we're still working through a bunch of those things. So if people have feedback or any ideas to make the garden more accessible, we're definitely open to trying to make that work for sure.
Obviously, now is a horrible time to try and use the garden for planting, given the snow and ice and all that sort of thing. But once the season is here, are there limits on the types of things that people can be planting there?
Yeah, right now, not a great time. Although there is this method of winter sowing, which I'm not going to get into, but just thought I'd add it in there. But for the types of things people can grow, there's not really a limit. Anything that would be illegal to grow unless you have the proper paperwork and stuff wouldn't work at the garden, but usually people take this time to kind of plan what they're going to grow in their garden based on the square footage of the plot that they get. They can kind of navigate what they want to grow in that plot.
Is there any other way that people could get involved or support the community garden?
For sure. We do take student volunteers, really any volunteer that's interested. There's always weeding to do. We have a food bank plot that we can always use volunteers for if they like weeding, if they like want to help get it ready or close it down. We have a compost that is available just to the community garden users right now. Yeah, we can always use volunteers. There's a lot of stuff to do around there as we're expanding and revitalizing it.
If anybody wants any more information, what's the best way to find that?
They can either give myself a call. If you're interested in learning more in the summertime, you can always venture to the garden and see if anybody's around to chat with them. We do have a Facebook page that you can send a message to and we will get back to you as soon as we can. So yeah, you can call my office number and leave a message, and it's 705-856-2335, and then the extension is 3106.
Well, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Once again, that is Justine Glover, dietitian over at the Wawa Family Health Team, talking today about the Wawa Community Garden here on Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.